You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Pacific Watch. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. We begin with the good news for Las Vegas, of a high-speed rail running from Los Angeles region right to Las Vegas, and you can gamble on board, is the theory. Jeff, you sent me photographs. I thought it took years to start building in out west. Environmental statements and challenges by groups that are representing, you know, cactuses. But this looks like they're building right away. Is that unusual? In my perception, it is.
Good evening, John. It is unusual to see something be approved and get going this quickly. And it's certainly, you know, if you compare it to the California High-Speed Rail project, which is probably decades behind schedule now and billions in overruns, this one will be more expensive than they originally planned, but they are really pushing for it. There's a lot of talk about it. They're hoping for it to be ready by the 2028 Olympics. So, you know, there's a lot of motivation there. And they're seeing it as a way to bring more traffic to Vegas, which has been kind of trailing off. You know, there's going to be really no real stops in between, so people won't be tempted to go to Indian casinos in closer towns. It'll be bring your money straight to Vegas, leave it here, and then go home.
And it runs up the same road you drive?
That's the plan, is for it to follow along the free area there between the freeway and places or next to it adjacent. And there's plenty of land out there. I mean, you travel for, you know, a couple hundred miles through open desert for the most part. So it's not going to be a problem to locate it.
In Las Vegas, the Boring Company's business. What's that, Jeff?
So that's another Elon Musk company, and they're dedicated to boring holes in the earth and running tunnels between areas. Now, they've been doing this in Vegas now for several years, and what happens is you go down into the tunnels, you have to pay your admission, and you get inside a Tesla, which self-drives you to the end of the tunnel or where it's pre-programmed. And what they're working on now is a tunnel that goes from the Strip to the end of the Strip out to the Harry Reid International Airport. So that's going to change the dynamics of transportation in that area, public transit, you know, overcrowding, that type of thing, which they've needed. And it's also going to probably help some of the businesses near the end of the Strip, which they badly need. So this seems to be a win-win. And again, just like the high-speed rail between California and Vegas, this is just going great guns, and they're not being held up. Matter of fact, Vegas, the Nevada people are saying, bring it on. Let's make this work.
Meanwhile, in Las Vegas, I thought they'd solved nickel and diming. You tell me that their results show that they have not solved it.
They definitely haven't solved it yet, and there are still some big resort casinos that haven't hopped on that train to go back to normalcy. But, for example, Resorts World Vegas just announced it's losing more than $130,000 a day in operations, and then on top of that, paying them almost $264,000 a day in interest. They're up around $394,000 a day that they're losing. So, you know, that you can't sustain that over a long period. It's certainly in Vegas. So they're trying to scramble and come up with ways to fix that. But a number of other casinos, as we've reported over the years, have been kind of falling when it comes to revenue expectations, because they're hitting up the people that made Vegas what it is, and they're just kind of seem like they're focusing on the whales or the big gamblers, and that's not enough to sustain operations either.
We go from Las Vegas, where there's trouble, to Sacramento where there's trouble. But this is a different kind. This isn't gambling. This is known as influence peddling. Do they have a fancy name for it?
Well, it's corruption is what it is. And people who are just waking up to this now are utterly shocked because they're seeing what was going on in the governor's office with the chief of staff and other people, with other key members in the legislature or, you know, in state government. And now they're seeing the AG being pulled into it. So Mr. Bonta, our AG, has been aiming to be governor. He's pulled out of the race. There's some thinking he might try to slip back in for the next governor's race. But there's a lot of money that's been going back and forth between, you know, casino cash that flooded his coffers, money that he gave out to his from his campaign coffers to family or friends that were in trouble with the law. So there's a lot of things that are pulling back at Rob Bonta, the attorney general, who's somebody that's had an eye not on just the state capitol, but maybe something bigger in D.C. someday. So this is not helping him. And, of course, this is all hurting Gavin Newsom, who's former chief of staff, has been indicted on, I think, more than 24 counts of public corruption charges. And they just had one of their other staffers yesterday in trouble in the state capitol. So a lot of things are happening in Gavin Newsom's world that are not good for him. How will that translate outside when he runs for president on a bigger stage? Hard to say. But certainly in California, it's got to the point where people who are running for governor right now, the announced people, the top candidate is a staunch conservative Republican, and people are blown away by that.
We go north, out of California to Portland, Oregon. He sent me a video of a resident walking down a main street where store after store was empty. However, more significant is the announcement is it Columbia Sportswear? The CEO said, hard times.
Yeah, he said, you know, it's difficult to do business in Oregon, which is the state that they were founded in and love, and they actually probably most identified with. Columbia is a big label. And he said, we just can't do business. It's so hard. The regulations, the taxes, the fees, the constant pressure from different groups, it's ridiculous. You know, we want to be good members of the community, but you're making it impossible for us to make a living. So that's what's starting to happen. We're starting to reach that tipping point we've talked about so often where even the most staunch liberals or progressive folks are saying, I can only bend so far, and then there's nothing left for me to give here. I know I'm mixing metaphors, but they're saying, you know, how much more can I give? I don't have anything else.
To San Francisco, Shake Shack has left. Where can you get fast food in San Francisco?
Yeah, good question. I mean, there are a number of notable, you know, big name restaurants that you're going to pay a lot of money for. There are these little, you know, taquerias that are in kind of hold up in different side streets and stuff. But a lot of the chains like, you know, In-N-Out's expressed some questions. And of course, Shake Shack being, you know, pulling out and others pulling out of their major mall. It's not been good. And it's, you know, these are kind of the dominoes that are toppling. San Francisco's cleaned up a lot under their new mayor, but it's really a cleaning up in the sense that they've moved the most troubling parts of their community into the Tenderloin. They kind of squeezed them into one area. So they're trying to clean up the areas that are big revenue areas like the tourist areas and the business areas, but it's not happening. I was in Union Square just a week or two ago, and that's one of the most bustling, you know, business, shopping, retail areas, and it was dead as a doornail.
Palisades Fire. Over these last weeks, you developed a plot line that the firemen saw that there was smoldering, and they were ordered to leave the site. Has there been an update on this?
There has been an update. You had this fire that started on January 1st, on or about January 1st, the result of arson. They put out the fire. It was in a state property area, state park. And as they were told by their fire commanders to come off the scene. But that seems like that pressure was coming from the state because you had environmental folks, biologists and botanists and such saying, you can't work here. You can't deal with mopping up the area because it will hurt the milk vetch plant, which is an endangered, you know, species there of plants, which were later destroyed in the subsequent fire. And so what happened is by not being able to properly clean up the area, mop it up, as they say in fire talk, the fire smoldered in the roots and the shrubs and exploded again almost a week later. And that's what turned into the devastating and deadly Palisades Fire. Now, what had happened is as residents who were burned out of their homes came forward and say, wait a minute, why didn't you put this out? Governor Newsom and Karen Bass and others, right. Karen Bass being the mayor, said, we didn't do anything wrong. And now we're starting to see videos of state employees telling the fire department, you can't put out a fire here.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. I'm John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.